Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Monday, November 24th, 2025. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Roborock. Leading off today in a new investor note by analyst Jeff Pooh, he has details on Apple's timeline for new product launches over the next year. Pooh says that Apple will kick off 2026 with the launch of three new low-cost products: the iPhone 17e, a low-cost MacBook, and an updated base model iPad. These devices will all launch sometime in mid-Q1 of 2026. The low-cost MacBook is probably the most interesting part of this rumor. The product has been in the works for years, previously reported on by sources including Ming-Chi Kuo, Digitimes, and Bloomberg. The cheaper MacBook will reportedly be powered by the A18 Pro chip, the same processor that powered the iPhone 16 Pro. We still don't know many details about the design of the product, but Kuo has said potential casing colors include silver, blue, pink, and yellow. Bloomberg reports that it will cost well under $1,000 and use less advanced components than the rest of Apple's Mac lineup. It will also reportedly have a display smaller than the MacBook Air's 13.6-inch screen. The refreshed entry-level iPad will just be a spec bump with faster performance. The iPhone 17e will feature an A19 chip, up from the current A18 chip, and will reportedly have an 18-megapixel center stage selfie camera, up from the current 12-megapixel lens. Again, all three of these products are expected to launch sometime in the middle of the first quarter of 2026, so likely sometime in February or maybe early March. Next up today, recently the Financial Times reported that efforts to set up a succession plan for Apple CEO Tim Cook have intensified, and that the transition could happen as early as next year, potentially sometime in the spring. But this weekend, Bloomberg's Mark Gurman reports that this story is likely to be, quote, simply false, and that the moment for Cook to step down is not at hand. Tim Cook first joined Apple in 1998 and became the company's chief operating officer before replacing Steve Jobs as CEO in 2011. Because of this tenure, Bloomberg explains that Cook has earned the right to decide his own future. Simply put, unless something happens quickly, Tim Cook will not be forced out. Gurman says there are, quote, few signs internally that Tim Cook is about to transition out of this role. Bloomberg also highlights that the reporting from the Financial Times is significant given the publication's notable track record. But some have floated the idea of the story being a quote-unquote test balloon, meaning that Apple themselves potentially put the information out there to test the market's reaction. Gurman, however, at Bloomberg reports that this isn't the case. So it's still not specifically clear how or why the Financial Times might have gotten this one wrong. But at least if you trust Bloomberg, Tim Cook will stay on as Apple CEO for at least another year. We are sponsored this week by Roborock, makers of award-winning robot vacuums designed to keep your home effortlessly clean. Right now, during Roborock's Black Friday event, you can save up to 50% on their flagship vacuums, but only for a limited time. Roborock has a model for every home and every lifestyle. There's the Saros 10R, which delivers powerful performance and intelligent navigation at an incredible value, as well as higher-end options like the QRevo Curve X, which pet owners especially will love. Hit the link in the show notes to shop Roborock's Black Friday sales and save up to 50%. My thanks to Roborock for their support of the show. Running out today, this past year, Apple overhauled its design language across all of its major software platforms with the introduction of Liquid Glass. That dramatic redesign, coupled with a number of new features, has resulted in some Apple users complaining about the overall quality of Apple software as it stands today. According to Mark Gurman, Apple may be stepping back from new features and instead focusing on underlying performance improvements starting next year. The report says that iOS 27 and macOS 27, coming next year at WWDC in June, won't include any major new software features. This will also apply to Apple's smaller platforms like watchOS, tvOS, and visionOS. Gurman explains that for the first time since iOS 12, Apple will focus on software quality rather than flashy new features. The report says that aiming to improve the software, Apple engineering teams are combing through its operating systems to find bloat to cut, bugs to eliminate, and any opportunity to meaningfully boost performance and overall quality. Bloomberg likens iOS 27 to Snow Leopard, the update to macOS 10 in 2009 that Apple touted as having zero new features and instead focusing on overall quality of software. Snow Leopard, however, did actually have a number of new features, so that's something that's been contorted a little bit over time. But still, iOS 27, like Snow Leopard before it, won't be completely deprived of new features. Gurman says that Apple still plans to release new AI features with iOS 27 as it continues to play catch-up in the artificial intelligence race. Those new features will include an AI platform for Apple Health, likely launched alongside an Apple Health Plus subscription. Apple plans to use AI to give you new insights into all of the data you have stored in Apple Health and to make clear-cut recommendations about how you can improve your health. Apple is also continuing its work on a new web search feature powered by AI. There will also be enhancements for enterprise uses, design tweaks for Liquid Glass, and quote-unquote bespoke features for users in emerging markets. iOS 27 is expected to be announced at WWDC next June and be released to the general public in September. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.